As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBM, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com, the store that invests its profits in your freedom.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacists, an important new book that uncovers the danger of activist judges and how they rewrite laws with no regard for the Constitution. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Many people have been falsely led to believe that the First Amendment says we must have a wall of separation between church and state. The First Amendment doesn't say that at all. The First Amendment simply says, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. The purpose of the First Amendment was to prevent the new United States government from establishing a national church or interfering with the established churches of the individual states, which most states had at the time the Constitution was adopted. However, the American Civil Liberties Union and other groups hostile to religion have used the expression separation of church and state to try to ban any expression of religion from public life. The ACLU is trying to change America into a wholly secular society in which references to religion are censored out of public life and public schools. The ACLU has persuaded activist judges to ban the Pledge of Allegiance from schools because it contains the words under God, to ban the Ten Commandments from schools and courthouses, and to ban the Boy Scouts from public property because they pledge to do their duty to God and country. The phrase separation of church and state was first used in a letter written in 1801 by Thomas Jefferson. That letter said nothing at all about limiting public religious expression. Few people thought that letter had any particular significance until a century and a half later, left-wing Supreme Court Justice Hugo Black picked it up and declared it was an authoritative declaration of the scope and effect of the First Amendment. Justice Black was wrong on fact and wrong on history. Thomas Jefferson was not the authority on the First Amendment. He was in France when Congress wrote and passed the First Amendment. It's time for the American people to demand that Congress stop the out-of-control judges from rewriting the First Amendment based on a Thomas Jefferson quote taken out of context.
At Eagle Forum, we're deeply concerned about the liberal agenda, feminist ideology, and political correctness movement on our college campuses. That's why we're gathering college students in Washington, D.C. on June 8 and 9. For details on the Eagle Forum Collegian Summit that's free to interested students, visit our website at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Headline News. the much-anticipated bird flu pandemic. Whether you consider it dangerous or not makes no difference. It will still be the reason to confine and restrict travel. Conclusion: if we can't feed ourselves locked down at home, Homeland Security will be forced to bring us to gathering centers. Remember Katrina and the Superdome? The World War II bomb shelters in England? And the concentration camps throughout history? They were all huge disease incubators infesting confinees with dozens of life-threatening illnesses. Even if the wimpy little bird flu can't get you, the camps and the immunization will. If the government says store some non-perishable food, you know we'll need a lot. Decide how many years of food your family needs and get it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, bad food plans are life-threatening. Call the co-op at 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
The heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Gary Brownfield Show, starring Gary Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says it's not that he's paranoid, it's just that everyone's out to get him. Gary Brownfield!
Hello there. Gary Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. Now, before I forget it, tomorrow is the 4th day of July, and we will be doing a live program right here, just like we are today. For whatever it's worth, we will be here live and direct, and we can take your phone calls tomorrow. All right, now, on Sunday, that was yesterday, the Mexicans voted for a presidential candidate. Vicente Fox goes out of office because in Mexico, a president can only be elected once, and he has served his 6 years. Interestingly enough, in 200 years, they've had about 100 different presidents. You say that can't happen if they last for 6 years. Well, it does happen because apparently the people pulling the strings in the Mexican government or that handle the presidentes down there say, hey, you're not doing a good job. We're going to replace you. But anyway, I said to Jeff, you know, I've not seen anything. Now, we didn't have news on much over the weekend. And I didn't turn on the radio coming in this morning. I just kind of enjoyed the beautiful sunrise. But I didn't hear anything anywhere. Jeff, did you see anything about it?
No, I was media-free, as you were, even on the ride in. And I'd forgotten that they even had an election until you reminded me.
Yeah, but they hadn't said anything about it going to happen or just very little about the Mexican election. And the way we are getting so entangled with Mexico, it could be very, very important as to who is down there doing what. Anyhow, I've done a little bit of calling around on this thing. And this Andres Obrador, I believe is the way they pronounce his name. The people that I have talked to said that this guy, it's going to be a shoe-in for him. That he's... They've had the far-left party for years, and now they have the new left party. And I think this is right. I'm not 100% sure, but he's the mayor of Mexico City, and he's very, very socialistic. In fact, he's so socialistic, he's almost, you could call him communistic. From the information that I have now... You know, don't hold me to this. I wouldn't want to swear to it. But the information I can find out is that this guy is going to be the shoe-in down there. And he's going to increase farm subsidies along with other welfare programs. Now, you say, well, Mexico doesn't have the kind of money for farm subsidies and welfare programs. Yeah, they do if we send it to them. And that's pretty much the way this thing's been going. There's two other candidates. One is Philippi, I don't know. I'm not good with these Spanish names. Calderon.
No, but it's fun to hear you try.
Well, I do the best I can with the tools I've got. But anyway, he is a businessman, but he's never held office before. And most people say that he doesn't have much of a chance, and nor does the third party either. So anyway, that's all we know for now. Now, the official report we have here says that no official results in the Mexican elections until Wednesday. So maybe we'll learn more then. But I think it's highly important that Americans, or should say United States people, should keep up with this sort of thing because, as we have discussed over and over and over again, the Council of Foreign Relations has already set up this program now of a North American community. We're going to be one big happy family, Canada, United States, and Mexico. The borders are disappearing very rapidly, and it's kind of a cut-and-dried deal. At least that's the way Bush and Vicente Fox and the Mexican and the Canadian Prime Minister saw it back in March a year ago when they signed this, it wasn't a memorandum of understanding. I can't remember what they called the thing, but it is an entanglement. We are now entangled with Canada and Mexico to the point that they're already talking about the Amerodollar. Just like the euro dollar, you know, the European euro. So, anyway, hang on. Now, Henry Paulson, and we've discussed Henry Paulson a little bit on this show. Henry Paulson is now Secretary of Treasury. He flew in, both barrels open, no problem. Just hours after the Senate Finance Committee approved the nomination of Henry Paulson as the next Treasury Secretary, the full Senate confirmed him on a voice vote. No objections. Sometimes on these voice votes, somebody will say, "I object," and then they have to go back and count the votes. There's 100 of these dudes that call themselves senators, and they didn't want anybody to know how they voted. So they, you know, they can say, well, they can go home and say, you know, you don't like Henry Paulson? Well, I didn't really vote for him. It went in by voice vote. We don't know who voted for him. That's the whole deal. The thing of it is, with Henry Paulson, who is now Secretary of Treasury, he comes from a financial background. He was CEO of Goldman Sachs, and both the Democrats and the Republicans welcomed him into the administration. Now, here's the thing about Goldman Sachs. While he was with Goldman Sachs, and I understand that he's put all this in a trust now and everything's legal and upfront and hunky-dory, but he earned a little over $35 million in salary from Goldman Sachs last year. So the dude's got money, all right? And it wasn't all cash. Some of it was stock options. But then he has to put that in some kind of a trust. But anyway, going into this, he owned over 3 million shares of stock of Goldman Sachs, which is worth $470 million. His total net worth, they say, is up around $700 million. And okay, I'm going to take a break. But when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about Nature Conservancy because he also heads up Nature Conservancy. And we'll be back with that information right after this. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show. Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
And we have returned. By the way, our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome. Now, as we were talking about Henry Paulson, they called his friends call him Hank. Good old Hank has been chairman of the Goldman Sachs Group, CEO, actually. Also, he's a busy guy. He was also chairman of the board of directors of the Nature Conservancy. He's co-chairman of the Asia Pacific Council of the Nature Conservancy, and also chairman of the Peregrine Foundation. I didn't say paragon there. I'm talking about those birds that fly around and kill pigeons. Those are the ones that the Peregrine Foundation puts birds loose in New York City and places like that to get rid of the pigeon population, and he's chairman of that. Okay, now, in November of 2005, while he was chairman of Goldman Sachs, he had Goldman Sachs adopt an environmental policy. Now, you might say, what in the world is this investment group doing in adopting an environmental policy? Well, the agenda includes reducing man-made greenhouse gas emissions to stop global warming and giving indigenous people the right to approve local development projects. Goldman does not bother to explain how this environmental policy advances the interest of their shareholders. They can't because it doesn't. But anyway, their environmental policy, all because now Henry Paulson's a greenie-weenie on this thing. And remember now, he is our Secretary of the Treasury. Anyway, they said, clients don't come to us because we have an environmental policy. So why is the corporate leadership committed to it? The reason is that Paulson has a relationship with the Nature Conservancy. Anyhow, Paulson serves as chairman of the Nature Conservancy, and his wife is a former board member of the organization. He has kind of an interesting wife, too. We're going to get into some of the things that she does, because she is a Hillary gal. I mean, she's coughed up a gobbin a bunch of money to Hillary's campaign. But anyhow, let's stay on this subject first. We're talking about the fact that Paulson has taken Goldman Sachs money and put it into these environmental policies. For example, in September of 2004... Goldman, not Paulson now. He could do it. He has $700 million. But Goldman Sachs donated 680,000 acres in Chile to the WCS. That's the Wildlife Conservation Society. The company originally acquired the land through a loan default. In other words, that happens occasionally. Somebody buys a piece of property, they can't take care of it, can't make the interest payments, bank forecloses, and rather than resell it, they give it to this conservation society. Let's take a break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Now, I'm back to Henry Paulson again. He is now the new Secretary of our Treasury here in this great USA, U.S. of A. And while he was with Goldman Sachs, Goldman Sachs had a defaulted loan in Chile, and it involved 680 acres. And instead of trying to recoup some of their money on that, they gave it to Wildlife Conservation Society, the WCS. My mother used to belong to the WCS, but it was the Women's Society of Christian Service back in those days. Anyhow, he gave it away, 680,000 acres. Anyhow, like I say, he's good at giving other people's money away, and now he's in charge of our money, which maybe, I don't know, maybe he won't do that in this country. I have no idea. But anyway, Paulson has a son who's named Merritt, and he is the WCS trustee. So, A, he gave the money to his kid. Anyhow, Goldman admits the donation was not business-related or intended to boost shareholders' value. Well, if you're a shareholder and they're giving away the company's assets, you can see right quick it's not going to boost your shareholders' value. Anyway, the donation especially made no sense to Chile either. A huge tract of land with natural resources was put off limits to development by the people of Chile, by affluent environmental activists. So we can refer to Henry Paulson as an affluent environmental activist. Paulson told Fortune magazine in 2003 that his commitment to the environment is largely self-interest. It isn't like I'm trying to do good. This is really fun for me. If I could give away 600 and some thousand acres of somebody else's land, it would be fun, depending upon who owned it to start with and who you got to give it to. You could have a lot of fun with that. Anyway, the National Legal and Policy Center wanted Paulson to explain Goldman's tangled relationship with the Nature Conservancy, because the Nature Conservancy has already been implicated in a number of high-profile scandals involving corporate officials also serving as Nature Conservancy directors. In one of these scandals, the Nature Conservancy sold ecologically sensitive land at a discount to its own directors, on which they built multi-million dollar homes. So, anywho, there we go with Goldman Sachs's Henry Paulson, who is now in charge of our money. Now, let's talk about his wife just a little bit. And I get this information from Howard Phillips, who I'm sure has done a masterful job of researching all this. But he says while Paulson served as a Bush pioneer in the 2004 campaign, he raised more than $100,000 for the president's reelection. His wife, Wendy, has contributed heavily to Democrats, including $11,000 to Hillary Clinton and her political action committee. They've donated $55,000 to Mr. and Ms. Most of the $55,000 contributed by Mr. and Mrs. Paulson went to the Democrats, but most of that came from Wendy Paulson. Anyhow, a little old $55,000 to the Democrats when you already bought off the Republicans for $100,000. I mean, you know, you're going to get whatever you want pretty well whenever you want it. And anyway, so much for Wendy and so much for Hank. And anyway, Wendy and Hank are now in charge of the United States Treasury Department. So there. Okay, now, over and over and over again, I have explained, and you know, it's interesting because I visited with a lot of folks the last couple of days, folks that I don't normally visit with, and it's amazing what some people know. I was surprised, Jeff, looking in here smiling through this stained glass window that makes this place look like a dungeon, but I can see his silhouette in there, and he smiled at me when I said that, because you do not see this on the national news, but I talked to several people over the weekend that don't listen to me, and they knew a little bit about the international highway that's going to run through Mexico, through the United States, and through all of Canada. They knew a little bit, not a lot, about the Ameridollar and how they didn't particularly know much about the Council of Foreign Relations, but they did know about the elimination of the boundaries. So we're going to eliminate the borders. They were more up on a lot of this than I thought the average person was. Now maybe these weren't average people, but anyway, back to this highway that's going to be built and is in the process of being built as we speak through Texas. Bob Dacey has written a very interesting article on this, and he goes into the different laws that have been passed to make this legal. Now, I was not really aware of the fact, but it is illegal to charge a toll on any highway that has been built with federal funds. that you can't make a toll road out of it. But we're doing it every day. And we have seen legislation passed that nobody knew about that allows this to take place. And we'll discuss that right after this on the Common Sense Coalition. Our number, 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Actions speak louder than words, and if you want this country to wake up, like I do, we have to all do our part. And that's why I'm asking you to join the Paragon Foundation. The one thing that will help more than anything else is your financial support. So by joining the Paragon Foundation, then they can do what they do best, and that's protect your property rights. Here's Executive Director G.B. Oliver.
There has been such an increase in our membership and the people that are calling in here and utilizing this foundation, and that part's exciting. The other side of that deal is the kind of pressure that puts on a guy's infrastructure here, because I'm not in a position to go out and hire a lot of staff and those kind of things, but it limits you as to what you can do.
Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443, or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org.
Every now and then, there comes along something so different and unusual that it makes you kind of tilt your head and say, Well, that happens every month all across the country after folks read their monthly edition of Derry Brownfield's Common Sense Chronicle. Each month, Derry tells it as he sees it and reports the real news and how it's affecting the American way of life. The Common Sense Chronicle is packed with guest articles and regular features, plus a handy chart that tracks the topics of Derry's daily one-hour radio show and ordering information. A yearly subscription of the Common Sense Chronicle is just $24.95. Send check, cash, or money order to Chronicle, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. You can take the Chronicle for a test drive and ask for a complimentary issue at no cost. Then to order, just send $24.95, check, cash, or money order to Chronicle, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
Isn't it time your calls add up to more than just talk at high rates? Make every call count with long distance through Affinity 4. Rates start as low as 2.9 cents a minute. And 10% of your usage on Affinity 4's clear, reliable long distance goes to a charity or nonprofit you choose. Affinity 4 has given over $70 million to help worldwide. Want other low rates? Affinity 4 sets a new standard for giving also with outstanding low-priced internet, wireless, and Visa card services.
Make a difference and save on the services you use with Affinity 4. Call toll-free at 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, the man who says he's a lot like insanity without the bulky gloves and helmet, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. And now, we're seeing this toll road thing take shape here in the United States. And they're going to be building these roads with federal funds. And that's illegal. You can't charge tolls on roads that were built with federal funds. Well, it's not illegal anymore, but it was illegal to charge tolls on roads built with federal funds. July the 29th, last year, just about a year ago, President Bush signed a bill which permits the charging of tolls on interstate highways, bridges, and tunnels. It's called the SAFETEALU. Safety Lou, okay? All that stands for, here's the name of the bill, Safe, Accountable, Flexible, Efficient Transportation Equity Act, a legacy
for users. Did you get all that? Okay. That was to give, that was to make it legal to charge tolls on roads that were built with federal funds. Okay. They tell us that it is going to be universally compatible toll transponder tags on every vehicle. Now, that's all part of this safety LU bill, all right? They're going to require universally compatible toll transponder tags on every vehicle. Now, what does that mean? That means your car is going to have a chip, or your vehicle, whatever the heck you happen to be driving. I guess a motorcycle. I don't know. Anything going down that road is going to have a chip. And that way they'll know exactly where you are all the time. The safety LU bill is aimed at forcing Americans to pay to travel. That's also quite obvious, not? Now, here's some other bills that have been passed. And you say, well, wonder why we never heard of these before. Maybe you have heard of these before, but I certainly haven't. And I'm in a position where I watch this stuff pretty closely, and we have people sending us information. By the way, Jeff, we need to do a little research on this. I'm trying to find the website where all this came from. Okay, it's innovativefinance.org. You on the telephone, so you didn't get all that. Okay, Beth isn't here today either, so and won't be here tomorrow. But Jeff and I'll be here tomorrow. Okay, anyway. If you get on innovativefinance.org, you can get all this information if you're really interested. Did you get that, Jeff?
No, say it again, because somebody was just asking about it.
Somebody was just asking about it. Okay, that's why you couldn't take my call. All right, now, well, it's www.innovativefinance.org. INNOVATIVEFINANCE.org. And it'll have all this information on it. Okay.
On the safety loo.
On the safety loo.
Yeah. You know what they call the loo in London, don't you? You know what the loo is in London?
I know what a luau is in Hawaii.
Well, if I told you I was going to the loo and I was in London, I'd be going to the restroom.
Oh, really?
That's right.
Well, that's not as good as a luau. Well,
probably
it could be,
not.
Depending upon... That's like that. That's like that ad we have on here sometimes. It said, "I've been waiting 2 years to go," and I thought, "Boy, that's a long time." But anyway, anyhow, let's move along here with the safety loop. These are other bills that have been passed, and you don't know about them, okay? Interstate System Reconstruction and Rehabilitation Project Program. It was passed to fund repair of existing highways. Now, you got to be careful how you pronounce this because it makes a difference. See, I just mentioned the Interstate System Reconstruction and Rehabilitation Project. Then they have passed the Interstate System Construction Toll Project. That's to fund new interstate highways. Then we have the Value Pricing Pilot Program that allows new toll roads on existing toll-free facilities. Even if they just add new lanes, it allows them to put tolls on just a new lane that was added, all right? Express Lanes Demonstration Program allows tolling to finance these new lanes. It looks like those two are about the same thing. Anyway, there'll be automatic toll collection required. Did you get that automatic toll collection required? What does automatic mean? I don't know. I don't know if it means that everybody that has to pay or if it's going to be an automated paying system. I'd almost bet it's both. But anyhow, the revenue collected may be used to provide a reasonable rate of return on private financing operations and maintenance costs. So you see here, we'll be able to let private individuals or corporations own this road. Then there is the high occupancy vehicle, that's the HOV, which authorizes states to build high occupancy toll lanes on interstate and non-interstate facilities. Doesn't have to be an interstate. In other words, you can put a toll road on just a little lane of some kind. The mindset is that Americans, and this is what Dacey writes, he says, the mindset is that Americans are like lab rats in a maze. They must be tagged and tracked everywhere they go. Cockroaches control the maze. But anyhow, he goes on to say, how do you destroy the national sovereignty of the United States? You merge it with the rest of the Western Hemisphere, build an infrastructure system needed to link up the entire landmass, confiscate private property on a wholesale level, spy on everyone's comings and goings, and trick American suckers into paying for their own demise, all in one swoop. Now, the first obstacle, and he talks about how much trouble the government had to go to do this. He said the first obstacle was that it is generally illegal to toll federally funded roads. But no problem. Just sneak Section 1604 into a telephone book-sized highway bill and no one will notice. Everyone knows congressmen and senators do not read the bills they vote on. How do you get your super-rich elites to go along with the plan? Simple. Give them a piece of the action. Through construction contracts, they go to selected insiders and toll facilities that will be given to private investors. We will call it private, public-private partnerships. And we talked about this, how all of the government today, every time you pick up something that's new, hey, we're going to have a public-private partnership in this. It goes back to the water rights. It goes back to the areas that are coming under these watersheds and all this. Public-private partnerships. Okay. Then he says, state by state, the local politicians must be persuaded to pass legislation to further the scheme. Tell the contractors to write the necessary legislation. Line up campaign coffers of key legislators. Convince the governor of each state that it was his idea via more campaign contributions. And sneak the bill through the state legislature when nobody is looking. After all, state representatives don't read the bills they vote on either. In order to pull all this off, keep the unwashed masses in the dark. It would not do to have the sheep find out they're about to be shorn. How do you keep the press quiet? No problem. Just control the press. The watchdog will remain asleep and no one will find out until it's a done deal. Just don't let the slaves know that the masses barking the orders resides in New York City and is headquarters at the Council of Foreign Relations. Now, let's go back to this Council of Foreign Relations again, because that's where we got the first insight to this whole thing was CFR publication. What is it, like 50-some pages or something like that? It's upstairs at my desk. But telling how we're going to build a North American community. It's all written out in black and white, easy to get. And, Jeff, did you tell me that... No, that was the animal ID thing that they took off the Internet. I guess you can still get that CFR report.
Yes, you can.
Did you say that on the air?
Yes, I did. It's CFR.org. CFR.org.
Okay. Easy to get. So if you doubt any of this, and like I have said a jillion times, I don't want you to believe a word I say. I want you to go find out whether I'm right or wrong, and you'll start seeing all of these things that are coming together here right before our very eyes. Now, that's kind of a good place to take a break. I hear music back there. When we come back, we'll talk about the Constitution and how they get around that. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Return. Now, discussing this interstate highway thing, and now it's an international highway that we're discussing, and much of it is going to be built with private funds, and it's going to be a toll road, and the money is going to the private individuals, yet there will be federal funds involved, and you're not supposed to do that. How are we going to get around to taking the private land that is involved in this wide road that's going to be, what, 8 lanes of highway and 2 railroad tracks and a whole bunch of other stuff? How are we going to get around that? Well, as Dacey says, he says the Constitution stands in the way. But what about the pesky law of the land, which prohibits the taking of private property and handing it over to private entities? Then he goes on and calls this Supreme Court the globalist-infested Supreme Court in June of 2005, legislated from the bench by rewriting the Takings Clause of the Fifth Amendment in Kelo versus City of New London. Now the Supreme Court says it's okay to force people to sell their land to private developers who promise a kickback to the government. It's called the tolling of America. We must propagandize the transportation officials into believing this is a great idea so they can sell it to private investors. Advertising is the key. We'll get the American Association of State Highway and Transportation Officials to put up a website, and that's this website I just mentioned a while ago. It's www.innovativefinance.org. It'll be how to...
It'll be a how-to encyclopedia of fascism, but we will call it public-private partnerships. Multi-millionaire highway contractors and local politicians will be able to swill at the federal trough to their heart's content. It'll be a win-win setup for everybody except the regular Americans who are just being set up. This plan is being implemented all across America. Such plots survive and thrive only in the dark. It's time to turn on the lights and watch the cockroaches run. The Texas pro-toll politicians have been replaced with anti-toll newcomers. This trend must continue and spread like a wildfire of truth throughout the country. The alarm clock is ringing. Wake up. Get up. Open your eyes. Get the roach spray. Fumigate your house. Go wake up your neighbors. Now, it's taking place already as we speak, and we've talked about this. I remember some months ago when we got a call from one of the Indiana state legislators telling us that, hey, we're going to sell our toll road. Well, here's what happened in Indiana. Just last week, they made the deal, got the money. You know, a deal isn't complete until you get the money, honey, and they did. They got some $3.4 billion in two Indiana banks now to privatize a highway to an Australian Spanish company. We'll discuss that first. This, you're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Precious metals surged over 4% Friday on higher oil prices and a broad dollar sell-off after the Fed's interest rate decision offered hints that they may take a breather after 17 consecutive rate hikes. Gold closed in New York up $27.30 to $613.40 an ounce. Silver rose 57 cents to $10.97 an ounce. Swiss America wishes every American a safe 4th of July holiday. We will reopen with the markets on Wednesday, July 5th. I have long believed that the guiding hand of Providence did not create this nation of America for ourselves alone, but for a higher cause, the preservation and extension of the sacred fire of human liberty. Our founding documents proclaim to the world that freedom is not the sole prerogative of a chosen few. They are the universal right of all God's children. So said Ronald Reagan back in 1991.
Located in rural Missouri is a place called Heartland, a modern-day city of refuge where men, women, and children can come and find hope in the various recovery programs offered by Pastor Charles Sharp and members of Heartland Community Church. The Heartland community includes Heartland Children and Youth Homes, Heartland Recovery Programs for Adults, K-12 Heartland Christian Academy, Nations Harvest Bible College, and several businesses, including one of the largest dairy operations in the country. Every home, business, classroom, and job site at Heartland are filled with people who are reaching out with compassion of Jesus Christ to help those who are hurting. Heartland came into being as a result of prayer, and prayer continues to be the source of Heartland's daily harvest of miracles. Heartland is a true haven of spiritual healing. To learn more about Heartland, call 660-284-6212. That's 660-284-6212. Home stretch. It's been months ago now, but I remember very well talking to Dave Crooks, who is a legislator there at the state level in Indiana, and he also happens to be the station owner of WAMW, Washington, Indiana. And he told us at that time, hey, our legislature's trying to sell an Indiana toll road, and it's going to go to a private corporation. And he was very much opposed to this at the time. We had him on here, I believe, even more than once, didn't we, Jeff, about this? Anyway, the nation's largest highway privatization just took place last week, last Wednesday. The state budget director signed documents closing the deal with an Australian-Spanish consortium. The state, as of 11 a.m. Wednesday, had received $3.4 billion at the offices of two Indiana banks. I think they have a little more money to come because it was a $3.8 billion deal. Anyhow, you can't transfer over $999 million at a time, according to the Federal Reserve System. Now, I didn't realize that. It seems to me like every time we tried to transfer over $900 million, it went right through, Jeff, didn't it, with you? But apparently they can't do that. So, anyway, they have to do this in little chunks of $999 million. So they've got $3.4 billion of it now in two Indiana banks. That was as of Wednesday. It's probably a done deal, but now. Anyway, at the encouragement of one of the crowd, the budget director smiled and said, cha-ching! That's funny, you know. Yeah, that's good. And several separate transactions were needed, as we mentioned, because of this $999 million business. The state considers a deal closed when it has all of the money, and this allows a transfer of operations and maintenance of a 157-mile highway across far northern Indiana to the private partner subsidiary. It's ITR Concession Company, and as we mentioned, they are Aussies and Spaniards, and they'll get its toll revenues for 75 years. Now, they had three other bids on this thing. One of the bids was 2.8. The other one was 2.5 billion. The other one was 1.9 billion. There are also privately owned toll roads in Europe, South America, and Australia. And by the way, Chicago turned their 7.8-mile Chicago Skyway over to the same Spanish-Australian consortium that leased the Indiana Road. They turned the Skyway over for 99 years. So these companies are going to be getting this money, one, the Indiana group for 75 years, the Chicago group for 99 years. And here's the thing you need to remember. Every time you drive on one of these toll roads that are leased by these or were built or however they're doing it, the Indiana thing, it's already a built road. They just got the cash. The road's there already. And now for 75 years, this foreign government or foreign company, it's not a government. I think it's a company anyway. You don't know. How do you know these things? You don't know who's behind this. But anyway, every time you throw your little quarters into that wire basket as you zip down the highway and go through the toll gate, hey, that money's gone. It's not going to stay in the local neighborhood. It isn't going to help pay the school board or the school district. It isn't going to help keep the roads up in your community. We're going to see that money immediately be zapped out of this country. It's going to Australia and to the Spanish, right? Anyhow, let's not forget tomorrow is the 4th of July. And on the 4th of July, Jeff and I will be here in person, and you will be able to call the show just like you normally would do. Now it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.
Happy trails to you, till we meet again. Happy trails. Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over a million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.